to keep you cool. Don't miss out on our sizzling summer shavings. It's the coolest way to celebrate your Clemson pride. Football season is coming fast, so get your gear and be ready to cheer. Shop local at our two Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or order anytime at tigersports.com, where summer style meets Tiger spirit.
Walt Deptula Road Rage, we are back. You want in, you can get in. 654-7627. I'm looking over the underdog slate, Ramon. I'm going to talk about underdog in a little bit. I'm going to hold off until I get in here. They do have a 30% boost right now on MLB. Let me just see what else they have. Okay, they have you can discount any eligible pick. So they've got some great deals right now. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. All right, Ramon, let's get back to this. Give me the good news for California on the California Golden Bear schedule. Our 16th team in the Road Rage preseason ACC rankings.
Okay, their first game is at Oregon State.
Okay.
Then they have Texas Southern.
At Oregon State is a loss.
Okay. And then they have Texas Southern.
Okay. We're only concerned with the league game, so okay. Go ahead.
Sometimes I don't know which.
No, I know.
Okay. The next one is Minnesota at home.
That's a strange schedule, too.
Then at San Diego State.
Okay, and now I think the fun starts for them. Count the miles. Count the miles on the rest of this schedule for the California Bears.
Okay, here we go.
I mean, can you imagine? You send little Johnny or Susie to California, right? You're all excited. They're going to an academic bastion of academic brilliance. You know, you're so excited. You're going to Cal. You're going to play sports while you're at Cal. You know, you're going to play in the Pac-12. You're going to get to watch them play at home. It's the greatest thing ever. You're going to get a degree from Cal. And, you know, it's just awesome. And then you wake up one day and they tell you that Cal has moved to the ACC.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's ridiculous.
All right.
Okay.
Parents never going to see their kid play ever again unless they're playing at home. Never going to see a road game ever again. All right.
Okay. They're at Boston College.
Okay. So here we go. All right. Trip one, 3,000 miles to the east to go play Boston College and to lose. 0-1.
Okay. And then they have Duke at home.
3,000 miles the other way to go lose to Duke and Cal.
Okay, and then they have North Carolina at home.
3,000 miles the other way to go lose to North Carolina.
Then they're at Virginia Tech.
Okay, well, they're going to go home and then go back, right? They're going to go home and go back another 3,000 miles. They're going to go 3,000 miles to go play on the road. Then they're going to go home, and then they're going to go back another 3,000 miles. I mean, and this is a concern about the student-athlete? I mean, this is the most ridiculous thing ever. I mean, it's beyond ridiculous. I realize we travel by plane, not wagon, but
still, when you go on plane, right. It's an all-day thing.
Right.
Okay, after Virginia Tech, they have Virginia home.
Yeah, okay, so they'll go back home and lose to them.
Okay, and then they're at Louisville.
3,000 miles the other way.
And then they're at Stanford.
3,000 miles the other way.
And then they have SMU at home. SMU at home.
Oh, so probably only like, 750 or 1,000 miles or something.
That's how far apart those are?
I don't know. You tell me.
That's their last
one. Go, let's play along at home. That's the end?
Yes.
Put that in. Put Stanford, California to Dallas, Texas, miles.
Okay.
Stanford, California to Dallas, Texas, miles. Find out how much that is. What did I say? 750,000? I really have no idea. I've never traveled from Dallas, Texas to Stanford, California. How many miles is that? So California is basically not going to win any games. And if they do, they're going to bump into them. They're going to suck. Stanford's going to suck. How many miles?
1708.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is by car. It's 26 hours. Let's see what it is by walking.
By walking? Who's walking? You mean by air?
No, they just have walking here. They don't have air.
They have walking? Who's going to walk from Stanford?
It says if you walk it, it's 1740.9 miles, so you must run into something that you have to go around.
I don't know. But
then they have a bike one. It takes 632 hours if you walk it.
They don't have, so they have walking, bike, and car, but not by air?
I know. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. I think you went to a very strange website, I think. All right. So California is my...
if you bike, you have to go 1893.2, so you must have to go around something when you bike that you don't have to go around when you walk. It's 157 hours.
Okay.
So it's a little faster. No, okay. There's no plane here. I guess I could just put in plane.
Okay. All right. Next. We are up to number 15. And as we speak, Ramona, I am swapping the order of what I originally did right here. You don't know this yet, so it won't matter to you.
I only wrote down two.
Yeah, it's not changing.
Which it makes me happy.
Yes. Okay. Yes. There'll be nothing that impacts you.
Okay.
Number 15, Ramona.
When nothing impacts me.
Number 15. Virginia Tech.
Okay.
I am just so down on this whole friggin' program, and I really think there's a good chance the coach is fired after two games. So I think the whole thing goes right in the tank. I just don't buy any of it. I don't like their schedule. I don't like any of it. The more I look at them, the less I like them. So they are going to be my number 15 team. I think, Syracuse has a brutal schedule, and they have a new quarterback, but they have a coach. They have a coach that you can believe in, Fran Brown. By the way, everyone, it's gotten suddenly dark here again, and as usual, we are going to be hit by the storms.
Yeah, I heard that.
So Virginia Tech is my number 15. I just think I think they're just god-awful, suck out loud. Number 14. Number 14 is God, I hate to do this. I hate doing this because I like this coach and I think they have something going on, and plus it feels wrong. It feels like Fran Brown has some positive momentum in his program, and it does. In fact, I'm not going to do this.
What are you doing? You're changing the number?
I am. I'm going to. Right. The schedule is brutal. I know it, but I'm going to go 14 as Wake Forest. Wake Forest at 14.
All right.
Look, I don't love this team. I don't love their personnel. I think it's almost impossible to win there now. I think that's why Dave Clawson got out. I don't really care one way or the other about Jake Dickert. I think Jake Dickert was carried by an elite quarterback. I know you have transfers all over this roster. The benefit in Wake Forest here is is their schedule is probably the easiest schedule in the ACC. And that's what bumps them up. I mean, and maybe makes them better than they should be. I mean, you know, quarterback, you're talking about Robbie Ashford. I mean, Robbie Ashford can't throw a forward pass. I mean, he's an athlete. You know, Claiborne, the running back, is good. But, you know, the rest of this team is just nothing but transfers. And there's just not enough talent. There's not enough anything. But where their survival element here is going to be the schedule, because the schedule is pathetic. And so that's going to help them. I mean, I think Cal and Stanford are probably better football teams, but it won't matter, because, you know, those two teams have ridiculous schedules. And Vatek, I just think, sucks and has a schedule that's going to prove difficult. So what do we have for Wake Forest schedule, Ramona?
Okay, their first game is Kennesaw State at home.
Okay, the mighty Kennesaw States.
And then they're Western Carolina at home.
Yeah, so 2-0. None of these are league games, so go ahead.
Okay, NC State at home. Georgia Tech.
No, okay, slow down.
One.
Oh, no, slow down. So they probably lose to NC State at home, and then what's next after that?
Georgia Tech, home.
So these are all home games to start the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they probably lose that too. So they're probably 0-2 in league.
Then they're at Virginia Tech.
Oh, that's a classic battle. 2.5.
Okay, and then at Oregon State.
No. I'm sorry, that's a half. They were 0-2 in league. That's a half. All right, what's next?
At Oregon State.
Okay, keep going.
SMU at home.
We're still at a half.
At Florida State.
We're still at a half.
At Virginia.
We're still at a half.
North Carolina at home.
1.
Delaware at home.
This is not going well.
And then at Duke.
That's the end?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. I don't know where the wins come on that schedule. Yeah, they're 15. I'm going to keep them. Or they're 14, right?
They're 14.
14.
15 is Virginia Tech.
Yeah. All right, that's where we are. 13. Is Syracuse. You know, listen, love the coach. I think there's some athleticism and some talent in the program. I just think, as Ramona says at times about when she loses on a team, she says they did her wrong. The ACC did Syracuse wrong. I have no idea, you know, who had something in for Syracuse. The schedule's ridiculous. We don't know if it's going to be Ricky Collins or Steve Angeli. I don't know that it matters. They brought in a number of transfer players. They basically reimagined their offensive line. Now, you talk about a team that essentially lost everything from a year ago, when they were really good, you know, when they were a 10-win football team, a 9-win football team in the regular season. I don't know how they replicate that. Again, I have a lot of respect for Fran Brown. I think he's a good coach. This is a tough season, and I just don't know any other way to spin this. Give me that league schedule, Mona, which is just brutal.
I only know to read them.
I don't know which ones are which.
Okay, versus Tennessee.
There you go.
And then UConn.
Go.
At Colgate.
Go.
At Clemson.
0-1.
Duke at home.
Half.
At SMU.
Half.
Pitt at home.
Half.
At Georgia Tech.
This is not going well. Half.
North Carolina at home.
1.5.
Oh. At Miami.
It's a shocker. 1.5.
Okay. And then at Notre Dame.
Hmm.
And then Boston College at home.
Oh. You know, maybe they squeeze 2.5 out of that. Maybe. Who's
this? This is terrible.
Yeah, it's not good. Yeah, all
Syracuse.
These.
Syracuse.
Yeah,
I forgot that it was them. Yes.
See, so now Syracuse Texter, now you know why I give you a loss every time I hit one of those games. All right, because we've revised the number. I'm guessing we are at 12 now. Is that it? 12? Are we at 12?
Yeah, we're at 12.
Okay. Number 12, Ramona. Number 12 is the Fighting Jordan. What's her name? Hudson's? The Fighting Georgian Jordan
I
Hudson's?
Think so.
Yeah, it's North the Carolina. Bill Belichick and his concubine. Is that now? He doesn't have a wife. He did have a wife, wasn't she a wife? Was he married to the last? He was married to the last one, wasn't he? I can't remember.
I think so.
It's concubine-ish.
I'm not sure. I think
whatever
so.
She is. In any case, the North Carolina Tar Heels, again, a team that has basically reconstructed their entire football team. Gio Lopez is now the quarterback. You know, they've got a total transfer defense, 11 of 12 guys, or 10 of 11 guys are transfer players. The whole group is a transfer. They brought in some talent. They stole some players. There's no question about that. Can the Fighting Belichicks bring them together defensively? Maybe. And then they're going to rely on the offense with Gio Lopez and Pesor and Ship and company. I don't know. I'm just not optimistic about this whole mess. I just think that we could see an implosion with all this. I don't feel all warm and fuzzy about this. This team was 6-6 last year. They were 3-5 in league. I mean, I think this shapes up as probably like 3-5 in league again. I don't think you see much change from that. Give me their little schedule, Ramona.
TCU at Charlotte.
Oh, no. Slow down.
Oh, I thought you didn't care about those ones. Those ones.
Yes. Okay. So yeah. You said TCU first.
Yeah. TCU.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
At Charlotte.
Okay.
Richmond home.
Okay.
Okay. And then at UCF.
Okay.
Okay. And then Clemson at home.
Okay. 0-1.
Okay. And then at California.
Oh, and 2.
And then they have Virginia at home.
Half.
And then they at Syracuse.
1.
And then Stanford at home.
2.
At Wake Forest.
3.
Duke at home.
3.
And at NC State.
So it came out to 3, like I said, 3-5. That's they are in league. So this is where they fit at number 12. Seminole Ted, I know you were on hold before. You can get back in if you'd like. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery. Trust me. Now located at 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500, behind Mellon, Mushroom, and Clemson. Look, do you need someone who knows the law and will be on your side? That's Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. He'll help you get what you deserve. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. Local excellence. DUI, been charged with DUI, it's a devastating event, can disrupt your entire life. Been charged, doesn't mean you're guilty, it means you're going to have to go to court. And you're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to represent you to protect your rights and your future. Boat, car, motorcycle accident, been injured in any sort of accident. It's time to call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, to evaluate your case. Of course, the call and the consultation completely free. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's vital to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery will make sure you find it. Trust me. And finally, parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in some sort of trouble with the law. What do you do next? Call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. He's here to help you. Nick and his incredible legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future, whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680. Tell him I sent you, of course, or visit online, Nick Lavery, L-A-V-E-R-Y, NickLaveryLaw.com. Quick break.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
Hey guys, summer's here, and no one wants to see that tired dad bod at the pool. At Low Country Male, we don't do body positivity. We make men men again. That means trimming the belly, boosting energy, and showing up strong in the bedroom. Testosterone and weight loss plans start at just $5 a day with labs, unlimited doctor visits, and real results. Plus, ED solutions, peptides, shockwave therapy, hair regrowth, and more. Make men men again. Visit lowcountrymale.com.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
The countdown is on. 29 days until Clemson Tiger football. Brought to you by Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney.
Glenn Randle goes to the left hole, crosses the 30, stays on his feet, 35, 40, 45, 50, down the left side across the Texas 45, as Randle explodes all the way to the Texas 38.
We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Discover a new kind of senior living at Everlon Independent Senior Living in Clemson. Say goodbye to cooking, cleaning, and home maintenance. And say hello to comfort and community with chef-prepared meals, transportation services, a fitness room, a calendar full of engaging activities, and walking proximity to Patrick Square. Luxury independent senior living that's all-inclusive with no long-term commitments. Now is your time to live your best life. Schedule your free tour online today at everlineliving.com.
Experience exceptional service with Golf Cart Service, your trusted family-owned club car dealer for 55 years. We keep over 35 upstate golf courses running smoothly with our fully stocked mobile service truck. Whether you're purchasing new, used, or reconditioned carts, we offer flexible financing. Choose Club Car, proudly American-made since 1958, and avoid tariffs. Visit golfcartsc.com to explore our inventory, conveniently located at Highway 221 and Highway 295 in Spartanburg. Call us at 864-574-4616 today.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
All right, friends, Mickey Plotter here. Love for you to join us Monday, 6 to 9 a.m. for the Mickey Plotter Show right here on The Roar. You know, Mondays are all about reviewing the weekend, so we'll get you caught up. What happened in college football with practices all across the country? We'll get you caught up with the Major League Baseball scene, the PGA Tour scene, the NASCAR scene, and we'd love to hear from you. Also, our guest, Dr. Steve Martin, will be here for our sports medicine segment brought to you by Arthrex. You don't want to miss it. It's Monday, 6 to 9 a.m. for the review of the weekend, Mickey Plotter Show right here on The Roar.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are The Roar.
where every day is game day.
Tula Road Rage, we are back. We're going over my ACC team picks for the upcoming college football season. I'm seeing something on Underdog here. I'm on this banner that I'm trying to make a play here, and I don't really know what this banner means. I've not seen this before, so I may have to digest that a little bit. Not quite sure. I'm going higher here. Let's just see what happens here when I make a play and see what it does. Oh, see, it's not letting me. Okay. Well, let me see. I may have to add to this little deal. So let me add to it and see what happens. Oh, yes. Now it will let me play. Okay. So I just played that. All right. I'm in. The promo, the 30% boost was for your play had to be six times or higher. So now I'm at six times or higher. I added a long shot. So we'll see how that plays out. We'll see how that plays out for me. As a part of that, let me tell you about my friends at Underdog. Get in on all the MLB action with Underdog this MLB season. Knock it out of the park on Underdog. I hope I just did. Underdog is the leading place to make all of your sports picks, and you can play now in South Carolina. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Their app has over 100,000 five-star reviews on one of them and millions of players on one of them. To play, all you have to do is download the app. Choose whether a player will go higher or lower on one of their stats. You can choose some things like home run, strikeouts, so much more. It's so simple, and it adds some spice. Once your picks feel good, you can play with as little as a dollar. If you get everything right, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. That's insane. All right, let me tell you what I just did. I went Mets. I went high Mets. I did take Kevin Gausman higher than 5.5 strikeouts. I took David Peterson lower than 2.5 earned runs allowed. I took Starling Marte, who's been really hot of late, higher than 0.5 total bases. And I took Mark Vientos, who's also been hot, to go higher than 0.5 home runs. That was the big play. I was at 5.56, and it didn't let me play it. You had to be six times or more. So I didn't have to go wild with that last one, but I sort of did with Vientos. So I have a $50 play that if it wins will pay off $1,220. Bit of a long shot, but I like throwing a lottery pick every once in a while. So that's my play on Underdog as of right now. I'll certainly add some things to it. Download the Underdog app. Sign up now with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to unlock a special offer of up to 1,000 in bonus funds when you make your first deposit. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Must be 18+, present in South Carolina, Wisconsin, or North Dakota. Terms apply. See underdogfantasy.com/web/deposit. -match/terms for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER, visit www.ncpgambling.org. Okay, there you go. Get in on Underdog. It makes it all a little more interesting. It just does. All right, Ramona, where did we leave off?
We're on 11.
11. All right, so number 11 is... Oh, boy. Here comes trouble, Ramona. Who did I say the desperate teams were, Ramona?
I only know Syracuse and Wake Forest.
No. The desperate teams. There were three desperate teams. Were you here for any of the show today?
Yeah, Virginia Tech you were talking about.
Virginia Tech. They were one of them. They were one of the desperate.
I don't know. Stanford and California?
No. Yeah. No, they're not desperate. They're just dumb. I mean, they're smart and they're dumb.
Who are the other two?
Number 11. Number 11.
Do it again.
Oh, they're not going to like this, Ramona. Number 11 is Florida State.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. The more I think about it, the less I like this whole deal. I think they're all done. I think Norvell's done. I think they're all done. It just seems like they just threw crap up against the wall to see if any of it will stick. I just don't see it. I do think they have more skill talent than they had last year. I'll grant you that. I think that's a fact. But I'm just concerned overall that they're lost at sea. It doesn't feel right. It feels like, you know, you go back 2 years, it felt like they knew what they were doing. Last year, it was clear to me they didn't know what they were doing. This year, again, I think they added better players. Okay, I think Deuce Robinson is a talent at 6'6", at wide receiver. I think he's a talent. You know, I think Pettibone is a good player at center. I think he's a leader type. Castellanos is an upgrade at quarterback. You know, that's for sure. But so while I think their transfer portal haul was better than it was a year ago, you have to remember that the compilation of this football team 2 years ago when they went 13-0 was a multi-class compilation. And I don't see it. And I don't think the schedule's all that favorable. I don't think it's brutal. But let's take a look at that schedule.
I feel sorry for them.
Yeah. Well, you're probably the only one who feels sorry for them.
I mean, let me find it.
You're not going to find many clumps of people feeling sorry for Florida State.
All right. Wait a minute. That's Clemson. Okay.
Yes?
All right, here we go.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
All right, Alabama's first, home.
Yeah, that's not a league game.
East Texas, A&M.
Not a league
Kent
game.
Kent State. At Virginia is one, right?
Okay. Yeah, I think they lose.
Okay.
I think they lose at UVA. I think UVA's got a little something going, and I'm not sure what Florida State is or has. I don't know. I mean, coaching changes, whitewashed personnel. I don't know. Air of desperation, 0-1.
Okay. Where'd I go? Oh, Miami at home.
0-2.
Pitt at home.
0-3.
At Stanford.
1-3.
Wake Forest at home.
2-3.
At Clemson.
2-4.
Virginia Tech at home.
3-4.
At NC State.
3-5.
And at Florida at the end.
3-5 in league. That puts you right here. They're number 11. 3-5 in league. They were 1-7 last year in league. So they're going to be better than that. They're going to be 3-5 in league, and then Norvell's going to be fired. That's my Florida State projection. I'm not feeling this Florida State number 3 in the league and this return to greatness. And I'm just not feeling it with Florida State. I just don't see it. All right, Ramona, we're moving on. Number 10. Number 10 is the D. It's your Boston College Eagles. This isn't bad. D, your schedule is brutal, but you know, I think Bill O'Brien is a good, solid football coach. I think this team is a good, solid offensive line. And Lewis Bond, you have a star receiver. I think that they like Dylan Lonergan. I think that, you know, Grayson James played well last year. If Dylan Lonergan is going to beat out Grayson James, then he's got to be pretty good. Either way, regardless of which of those guys play quarterback, I think they're actually going to be pretty good. This backfield has some talent. Again, I think the offensive line is going to be pretty good, has some continuity up there. I think the defense will be solid. I think this is a decent football team, and I think they'll be well coached. So the only question is the schedule, which I know is fairly difficult. Go ahead, Ramona.
Okay, so you want me to skip to what I believe the in-league games are? Okay, at Stanford.
1-0.
And then California at home.
2-0.
At Pitt.
2-1.
Clemson at home.
2-2.
UConn's not one. At Louisville.
2-3.
Notre Dame. Do you count Notre Dame?
No.
Okay. Where'd I go? SMU at home.
2-4.
That's not one, is it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it is. Georgia Tech at home.
2-5. It's not
and
going well.
Syracuse.
3. So they're
at
right.
At Syracuse. Are they going to win at Syracuse?
Well, probably. 3. Okay. We give them 3. And, you know, I almost think they'll find a way to squeeze 4 wins out. I just can't find it right now when I'm going over it.
Okay.
So they are number 10. Number 9. We're moving up in the world, Ramona. Number 9. Number 9, a bit of a surprise, Virginia. You know, look, they weren't bad a year ago, 5-7, 3-5 in league. I think they're improved. I think they got better at quarterback in Chandler Brown. I think they have some talent at running back. I think this team has proven that they've been competitive. I expect them to be more competitive. I think they've improved their depth along both lines of scrimmage, offense and defense. I think there's something to like with Virginia, and I think Tony Elliott is actually a pretty good football coach. So, Ramona, the only thing left to do is check their schedule.
Okay. NC State is 1, right?
Yes.
Okay. At NC State.
0-1.
At Stanford at home.
1-1.
Florida State at home.
2-1.
At Louisville.
2-2.
At North Carolina.
3-2.
At California.
4-2.
Wake Forest at home.
5-2.
At Duke.
5-3.
And Virginia Tech at home.
You know, first of all, we have too many games.
Oh, did I name somebody? Who's?
I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention, but we somehow wound up with 9, I think. Either maybe
you
I counted
do it again?
Wrong. Yeah, do it again.
Okay, at NC State, that's 1, right?
Yes, 0-1.
Okay, Stanford at home.
1-1.
Florida State at home.
2-1.
At Louisville.
2-2.
At North Carolina.
3-2.
At California.
4-2.
Wake Forest at home.
5-2.
At Duke.
5-3.
And then Virginia Tech is 1, right? 2,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Okay. Look, this comes out really well for Virginia, maybe even better than I thought. But that's where they're going to stay. They're number 9, and that would be pretty good. I mean, if they, you know, they finish, if they go from like 3-5 in league to 5-3 or something, that would be pretty good. So I'm a little higher on Virginia probably than most. All right, then there were 8, and we have some stories, and I want to do the SEC too. I don't know if we're going to get to that or not. Walt Tipula Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. You can get in.
The countdown is on. 29 days until Clemson Tiger football. Brought to you by Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney.
Randall goes to the left hole, crosses the 36 on his feet, 35, 40, 45, 50, down the left side across the Texas 45, as Randall explodes all the way to the Texas 38.
We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Poor indoor air quality can significantly decrease your quality of life through experiencing sinus infections, allergies, respiratory issues, and headaches. An easy-to-install device called UV PhotoMax uses purifying blue light to zap bacteria, mold, and viruses before they enter your home's air vents. Purify the air your family breathes and help protect them from mold, bacteria, and viruses with the UV PhotoMax from Estes Heating and Air. Serving Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and surrounding areas. Visit ES. FortHeatingAir.com today for more information.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit FHNGA.com.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. The Beacon has served over 300 menu selections of burgers, barbecue, chicken, fish, and more for over 70 years. Jerry, what's been the most popular?
Chili cheese, I ain't playing today. I need flounder. Cheeseburger like a burger, make it crust. Give me a bacon whip, no trim.
Had a feeling you'd say that. Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg.
Hey, Flanty.
This season, knock it out of the park with Underdog. Underdog is one of the leading sports apps, and you can play now in South Carolina. Their app has over 100,000 five-star reviews and millions of players. Download the app and pick whether a player will go higher or lower on one of their stats. Choose categories like strikeouts, home runs, and so much more. If you get your picks correct, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. So you could turn a dollar into $1,000 with your baseball knowledge. Download the Underdog app. Sign up now with promo code Road Rage to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus funds when you make your first deposit. That's promo code Road Rage. Must be 18 or older and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See underdogfantasy.com/web/deposit-match-terms for details. Consult with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Waltip Tulu Road Rage Ramona. Listen to this. Several Dead was on hold earlier. He dropped off. I don't know at what point he dropped off, but he had written this series of text messages, Ramona. It started with this one at 4:53. At 4:53, Seminole Ted wrote, "I don't know that I want to know where Florida State's going to be on this list." That was at 4:53, Ramona. At 5:32, he wrote, "Don't you do it, Walt, not 11. At 5:33, 1 minute later, he wrote, "Geez." Oh, my God. How about this, Ramona? Thank you so much, Texture 607. Nothing like road rage, and I travel internationally. How about that, Ramona? Very kind of you. Very kind of you. Thank
that's
you.
That's awesome.
Yep. Thank you so much. That kind of stuff matters. Thanks so much. Ramona, we have some ground to cover, and we have some. Texture said UVA could go 5-3. I think they can. I'm pretty high on UVA, actually. Higher than I am on a lot of these other junk teams at the bottom. I'm higher on UVA than I am on Virginia Tech, that's for sure. I mean, I know the whole history of UVA just never beats Virginia Tech. Well, you can forget that. You know, again, Virginia, by the time we get to UVA and Virginia Tech, Virginia Tech's going to have a different coach. I really think that's true. I believe that's the case. All right, Ramona, we are at what number? Number 8. Is that right? 8? 8? Say.
Yeah, we're at 8.
Number 8, Ramona. Number 8 is the Fighting Dave Dorans. I, you know, again, this team went 3-5 in league last year. But they have a talented quarterback in sophomore C.J. Bailey. I think Hollywood Smothers is a pretty good running back. They've got some talented running back. You know, this could be the wide receiver that nobody in this league is talking about that could be the breakout guy is Noah Rogers. Noah Rogers, a five-star talent, went to Ohio State. The people at Ohio State loved him. They did not want him to leave. That tells you a lot. It's not just that he was a five-star, but that the people at Ohio State did not want him to leave. So, you know, I think they have some ability there. You know, they're always pretty formidable defensively. They weren't great defensively last year. I expect them to be better this season. You know, Doran usually does a pretty good job. His teams usually wind up like 8-4 in that range, and they usually compete in league. So, I mean, I don't think this is going to be any exception. I think this should be a decent football team. Give me their schedule, Ramona.
Okay.
North Carolina State.
Virginia is the first one.
Yeah, home or away?
Home.
1-0.
Then they're at Wake Forest.
2-0.
And they're at Duke.
2-1.
And then they have Virginia Tech at home.
3-1.
And then they're at, so you're not counting Notre Dame.
No.
Okay. And then they're at Pitt.
3-2.
And then they have Georgia Tech at home.
3.5.
And then they're at Miami.
3.5.
Then they have Florida State at home.
4.5.
And North Carolina at home.
5.5. It's pretty good. It's right where they need to be. And that's right where they are. They're number 8. That brings us to 7, Ramona. If you notice, we're picking up the pace a little bit. We have other things to get to, too. Number 7, Ramona, is the Duke Blue Devils, a team that last year under Manny Diaz went 5-3 in league, had decent quarterback play, but now they should have better quarterback play with Darian Mensah. You know, they added some transfer portal wide receiver help. This was a good football team last year. I mean, this is a team that went 9-3 overall, 5-3 in league. I think that when you look at who they are, they added some transfer portal talent on offense, certainly, and especially at the quarterback position, and they paid up to go get them. Defensively, you know, there's some continuity there. They didn't have to add a bunch of pieces on defense. I mean, I think this is the forgotten team. In the ACC conversation, I think this is the forgotten team. I think they're going to be pretty good. All right, so let's and I think Mensah's an elite talent. So, you know, we'll see how it all plays out. Go ahead, Ramona. Give me their schedule.
Okay, their first one would be NC State.
And again, that's home.
Yes.
1-0.
And then they're at Syracuse.
2-0.
And they're at California.
3-0.
Then they have Georgia Tech at home.
3.5.
Then they're at Clemson.
3.5.
And then they have Virginia at home.
4.5.
And then they have North Carolina. They're at North Carolina.
5.5.
And then they have Wake Forest at home.
Ooh. I might not have them high enough, but I can't have them any higher than this. This is the cutoff point on them, but they're a team to watch. They're a team in this conversation. So I have Duke at 7. I'm guessing that's higher than most people have them. I think there's a lot of people have Florida State above Duke. I'm not doing that. So
that was rubbing it in. You didn't have to say that.
I'm not.
You didn't have to say that.
Well, yeah,
you just did that to Ted.
No, I didn't. It just came out of my mouth naturally. It had nothing to do with Ted. Ted never entered my thought process. You know. There was nothing intentional about that. It's just just the reality. They just, you know, suck. Number 6, Ramona. Number 6 is Louisville. I probably am going to have Louisville lower than most people here. I have great respect for Jeff Brohm. I have great respect for Isaac Brown and Duke Watson, the running backs. I made that backfield, that running back room, one of the top 5 in the country. I think I might have put them 4. I can't remember the exact number, but I love those two backs. You know, they added some transfer portal pieces that should help. You lost an elite pass rusher. I think the defense is going to be pretty good. I think the offense, you know, has a chance to be pretty good. Chris Bell at wide receiver is a physical talent. You know, he gets deep at times. The problem is Chris Bell disappears at times. And I don't know how that's going to play out. The offensive line, you know, you're replacing your tackles. Your new quarterback is Miller Moss. He sucks out loud, but he'll look better playing for this coach and this offense with those running backs. It'll help mask the fact that Miller Moss has zero chance of playing the National Football League. I mean, absolute zero. And that'll help. That'll make that appear better. But I don't like this team's road schedule. I think they lose three road games in league, and therefore, you know, I don't even know where they finish in comparison to Duke. But I don't like the road schedule, and I think road schedule is what separates some of these teams from one another. Give me that Louisville schedule, Ramona.
Okay, their first one is Pitt at Pitt.
Yeah, that's 0-1.
And then they have Virginia at home.
1-1.
Then they're at Miami.
1-2.
Then they have Boston College at home.
2-2, but beware.
And then they're at Virginia Tech.
3-2.
They have California at home.
4-2.
Clemson at home.
4-3.
At SMU would not be one, right?
4-4. Well, yes, SMU is in this league. They're still in this league. When you ask me the next time, they'll still be in this league.
I keep forgetting. It's confusing.
So that came out. That came out 4-4. That would put them behind. That put them behind Duke. I think people are too high on Louisville. I think that the road schedule. Look, here's the problem. The basic problem. You have to go on the road to Pittsburgh, where Miller Moss is going to go against Eli Holstein. He will not be the better quarterback. Suffice it to say, you're going to go on the road to SMU, where Miller Moss is going to go against Kevin Jennings. He will not be the better quarterback. You go on the road to Miami, where Miller Moss is going to go against Carson Beck. He will not be the better quarterback. So you have three road games in which clearly not only are you going to be on the road against good football teams, but all three teams are going to have a distinct advantage over you at the quarterback position. No matter how much lipstick you put on the pig, I just don't see it. I think they're like a 4-4 team in league, and so even with those running backs, I'm just, and God forbid that, you know, one of those running backs gets hurt. All right, so Louisville number 6, Ramona. That brings us to 5. 5 is the Pitt Panthers. I think this is the surprise team in the league. I've thought this since February 1st. I still think this. I think this team gained some depth in terms of offensive line a year ago with all the injuries. They added a couple of transfer pieces on the left side. I think when you look at Desmond Reed and everything he's capable of, they also brought in Derek Davis. And look, Jules Goff, who's a redshirt freshman running back, at the end of the year, you won't see it stat-wise, but trust me, at the very end of the year, he started to show out. He has some ability. So I think they have some depth at running back. Eli Holstein looked great when he was healthy last year. He's a 6'4", 245-pound quarterback who can run, has a live arm. There's nothing not to like. Pitt was 7-0 last year before the debacle at SMU. I knew they were overrated last year. I knew they'd get killed at SMU. And then the injury set in. And, you know, but even with the injuries, like in versus Clemson, they still competed. They still had a chance to win the game against Clemson. And I think somehow people are sleeping on all that. And then you go to the defensive side of the ball, where this team always has dudes, always. They always pass the eye test. They have the best linebacker in the league in Kyle Lewis. They may have the best linebacking core in America. This linebacking group is really good. You know, we know how the secondary works. They teach holding. They teach it well. They get away with it. There's a lot to like about this football team. And I think the schedule is manageable. Give me that Pitt schedule, Ramona.
Okay, their first one would be Louisville.
1-0. I need to know home and away.
Home. Boston College home.
2-0.
At Florida State.
3-0.
At Syracuse.
4-0.
NC State at home.
5-0.
At Stanford.
6-0.
At Georgia Tech.
6-1.
And Miami at home.
Look, they're going to be right in this mix. They're going to be right in this mix. I've told you all along, that win total is stealing. People are greatly undervaluing Pitt. I mean, I see lists that have them down at 12 or 13. I mean, I don't know what the hell people are looking at. I really don't. It's absolutely clear that Pitt is going to win a minimum of 8 games on the season and may win 10. They could get to the championship game. There's no doubt in my mind. They are They are live in terms of getting to the championship game, very live. They are going to be in the mix, I think, without question. I don't even see – I mean, it seems so friggin' obvious to me. We've been very good at identifying these dark horse teams that we've basically hit them all, and we're certainly going to hit this one, barring some sort of key injury. And key injury, I mean Eli Holstein. I think people are sleeping on this football team completely, and they are 100% going to be in the mix of this deal. So Pitt is number five. And, you know, and look, I based a lot of this on schedule. All right. I think the part that people don't give enough credence to in their evaluations is schedule. I mean, the talent certainly has to be there. But then I think schedule is a bigger factor than people allow for, especially road schedule. And when you have a favorable schedule and you have some ability, that's when you cash in. And I think that's where we are as far as Pitt's concerned. And so, you know, and then at some point, what I base the final breakdown on is just where the games are. You know, if I've got a group of five or six teams that are on the same sort of level, where are the games being played? The head-to-head matchups, where are the key games being played? Like, the reason I have number five, Pitt, behind number four is because number five plays at number four, if memory serves. All right, number four, Ramona. Number four is Georgia Tech. You know, a listener pointed out a couple weeks ago that they have an extremely favorable schedule. Look, you have an ultimate leader in Haynes King. Aaron Filo, the backup, played really well last year, and he's got ability too, so they have a good quarterback depth situation. But King is the ultimate leader in college football. He's the toughest player in college football. And the funny thing is, when he came in as a freshman, I could never have imagined myself saying those things about him one day. But a lot has changed since Haynes King came in as a freshman, and including a location change. All right, we're going to continue this conversation on the other side. Georgia Tech is my number fourth ranked team. When we get back, we'll take a look at their schedule, and I'll tell you why I like this Georgia Tech football team. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. We still have miles to go.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Tapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing.